Blog Talk Radio.
This is Clarence Cloverleaf welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
Hey, this is Denise Poirier, Eon Flux.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Grau, owner of the legendary Mark Grau Voiceover Studios in Burbank, California, and also a voice actor known for narrating Alaska State Troopers, also the voice of Mr. Zircon in the Ratchet & Clank video game series.
All righty. We are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of most, Jimmy Falcon. And my special guest today is Kathy St. George, the lovely and talented. How are you today?
I'm really well. Thank you, darling.
Absolutely. Well, starting off, I was looking over your biography, and you were an Army brat as a kid. So did you move a lot? I know that you ended up in L.A.
I was a brat, period. But I was born in Norfolk, which is, where most people were stationed back then, and my mother actually got a divorce and divorced the Army and married the Navy. So I never made the Marines, but yeah, I was a child of the service.
Wow! So she found another one. You're saying?
Yeah. Well, but you know what? My parents were divorced when I was only one. So. But it's okay. It's okay. I came up very maladjusted, so it's all right.
Oh, absolutely. And you started.
Anyway, I call you? Wait, let me just tell you. It says Ian Falcon. Do I call you Jimmy?
Yeah, it gets confusing because I used to have both my names on. Cause I have like a radio name, so I used to have them both on
Facebook.
Okay. And then Facebook changed everything around, so I tried to formulate them into one.
Okay. No, I wanted to make sure I had the right thing going on. Otherwise, I would have called you Fred, and you would have hated it.
I was going to say, you can call me just about whatever. I've been called other
things. Well, I'm sure I will.
And, of course, I was going into Playboy. You served there as a makeup artist. How did all that start about?
Actually, I'm going to give you a little secret here. I didn't actually start there as a makeup artist. I actually went in to test as a playmate because the photographer submitted me, and I told them I was a makeup artist. And originally my story was going to be something different, and they decided to make it about the makeup. But I actually was modeling with them before I did the makeup. But I was very grateful because they worked for me for over 20 years. I mean, I worked with other people, but they gave me a really nice career there, kept me busy. So the makeup was really profitable.
Well, it seems like every time I find something that's got a write-up, there's always some crap that's wrong about it.
Well, they actually accepted me as a playmate before that. But they liked my makeup so well that they kept procrastinating shooting me because they didn't want to take me off the floor from doing the makeup. So it kind of prolonged my centerfold shoot.
Now, I've interviewed a handful of playmates over the years and models from Playboy and stuff. Some of them have mixed feelings. I'm sure since you were there so long, you probably have some better feelings about the whole experience.
Oh, I mean, I I don't think career-wise, because I wasn't trying to get a career in television. I just did it because I needed some money. I just got a divorce, and I needed some money, and I left my husband everything. So the thing that's weird is I was more into broadcasting, and you couldn't really do that. But I the photographers, the people were so wonderful, so professional, because I've worked as a model for many other shoots, advertising, print, cigarette ads, everything. And I have to tell you, the most professional photographers and the ones that least hit on you are the Playboy photographers. And you're naked there. And, you know, I played a nurse that the photographers hit on me. So maybe just like naughty nurses, I don't know. But, no, I have only nice things to say and only nice things to say about you, Hefner. I think he's an incredible man. He, all these books that have been written and all this, he never forced anybody to do anything. He doesn't have to. He's the most charming person. And the fact is, the girls were fighting over him. So, you know, it's just, he's just a wonderful man who loves women, loves everything about him, even their bad stuff, like their PMS. He will still be nice to them, talk to them when they're bitchy.
I don't know, going back to the whole, you mentioning the photographer's not really hitting on you. Maybe it's different because when you see someone in clothing, maybe you're thinking, and you see them naked, you're like, well, I guess they're already naked, so.
Oh, I know. That's true. I guess that's true, huh? But I'll tell you, it's very scary. Back then in the 80s, it was much different. It was a lot of the girls were the girl next door. They weren't models. They weren't dancers. They weren't anything. So we really had to feel at ease, you know? I mean, I have to say I would have a little glass of Chardonnay because, you know, it's like, But they helped you so much. It's amazing. They made me into a model that continued to be a career, and it's still a career. I mean, I just got a call about doing a beauty ad for something. So I will not say my age, but for that age of mine. So... It opened a lot of doors that I didn't expect because I wasn't looking, you know what I mean? So it was all just kind of perk for me. And plus I had a career.
Yeah, that's very cool. And of course, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead. Please.
Well, I know that, of course, the makeup work ended up getting you some stuff in movies, and a really funny movie that actually has become like a cult favorite is the film Kingpin from the Farrelly brothers.
That was so much fun, and I actually had a little argument with one of the Farrelly brothers but it was really funny because Bill Murray thought it was so great that I stood up to him that he tipped me $100.
Oh, wow. It's always neat hearing funny little stories like that.
I know. Well, you know, Bill, I mean, I actually know Bobby. I mean, I spent New Year's Eve at he and his wife's house. But that was, I mean, it was so much fun working on that shoot because they are insane, truly. The Farrelly brothers are just as funny as the stuff that they show. It was a lot of fun.
Very, very cool. I know, of course, you mentioned you're going to be at a Hollywood show in Chicago upcoming.
Oh, yes.
And I know you wanted to plug and promote that, so everyone
come out and see it. Thank you for thinking of me. I will be doing the Hollywood show at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago, March 24th to the 26th. The talent will be there on the 25th and 26th. But it will be open on the 24th for early birds. And it's going to be nice because it's going to be a reunion of Playmates. There will be, you know, besides myself, there will be Candace Collins, who was huge. She was in Apocalypse Now, and she actually, you know, has her own news column in Chicago. There will be Reagan Wilson, Charlotte Kemp, and also be Liz Brzezowski and Gail Olson. Gail Olson's daughter was also a centerfold, and she will be there. And her name is Crystal McCahill. So that'll be kind of fun, you know, because you'll have a few Playmates there, because it'll be the first time we've done that at a Hollywood show. And then also, you know, but then also you've got your Larry Thomas, Soup Nazi, you've got Angie Dickinson, you've got the people that I grew up with, you know, to me, it helped mold me a little bit. You know, it is more the people that I watched in television when I was younger, but it's really a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
You brought up Larry Thomas. He's been on the show before. Very nice guy.
Oh, he's a doll. And also, I will be selling memorabilia for the first time, which I will be selling actual wardrobe that was used in Playboy shoots with a signed photo. Obviously clean, but beautiful stuff that is a collector's piece. I will be selling original Polaroids that Playboy photographers took, signed. Things that I normally don't sell, I'm actually going to have there. So there's going to be some really interesting pieces that you can get and things that I don't know. I mean, normally it's just pictures and things like that. So it should be fun.
Very, very cool. Well, it's always a good time. I've done some conventions with the radio show, and it's always fun. You get to meet a lot of people and make some friends and enjoy yourself. So best of luck to you.
Well, you better come down and see me, or I will talk bad about you.
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. But thank you so very much. Is there anything else you want to promote?
No, I just, anybody that's, you know, asking about why Playboy's changing and all that, you know, I mean, I really, because I'm not involved, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know what I would do with a magazine like that at this time in society, because we live in a society that chooses convenience over stimuli or interaction. And so they're just, it's like we're turning the world into sitting at home and shopping online. And I just hope they could turn it around, because I think it is an icon. I think HEP is an icon, and I would love to see it continue. And I'm Kathy St. George, and I hope to see you all in Chicago. And I look forward to it, and it was great talking to you, and thank you so much for letting me on your show.
Absolutely. My final thought is, you know, Playboy kind of got a big competition, just because you go on Google and type in any naughty word, 10 million pictures. So I think the Internet has changed the times a lot.
Well, they used to be very bad. They're better now, because they used to let you people advertise your name on a porn site and you weren't in it. And then they would draw these. But they've gotten better. They had people stealing your website name and using it for other things. I mean, it's gotten better. But the fact is, less people are going out and interacting in the world, and more people are staying home. And that's why magazines and stores and mom and pop business, all these are suffering, because we've got lazy. And the fact is, it's more fun to go out and buy a magazine.
Very true. I mean, even you know, people and stuff like that, magazines themselves, mm-hmm. I think, they're having a hard time.
I like hard copies of everything, unless it's like a police report of me. I don't know. I like hard copies. You know, I just, still, when people send me a script, I say, could you please send a hard copy? I like to sit and read it. I don't want to sit at my computer, you know? So I'm a little bit of a dinosaur. I don't understand Instagram yet, but I know it's great. There's a lot of things I'm still learning, because I'm a diehard for, you know, I just, all my notes, right, I write them down. So, and I still love an appointment book rather than putting it in my phone. But, you know, I'm going down kicking and screaming, but. I just hope that we don't lose all the, a lot of the things that excited us, and being around people and being around art and being around culture and become, agoraphobic, you know, so.
Yes, that wouldn't be good.
Because I love Playboy. I love you, Hebner. And I haven't got it. I wish I had a bad thing to say, but I don't. Because it was I mean, in business, everything is harder. You don't always get along with everybody. It's hard work. It's hard work doing what you think it's easy, but it's not. If you stand in a position 5 days in the same position for 8x10 camera to shoot a centerfold, because this is what they did then, they did not shoot digital. You shot 5 days, all day, in the same position to get a perfect picture. Everybody goes, oh, they just retouch it. No, they did not. Because if they had, they wouldn't have shot us that many times and spend that much money, because 8x10 film is very expensive. So, I'm sure now, because of digital, I think digital is awful. I miss film so much, and I miss the talent of the photographers. I mean, now anybody can make a picture, and it's just, Playboy did some beautiful stuff, so kudos to them.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again so much, Kathy. It was great finally getting to talk to you.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank you for asking me, and thank you for letting me promote my show in Chicago. Better see
Absolutely.
Somebody there.
Thank
and
you.
Please tell me you heard it on this show, and I'll give you a discount. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. All right, everyone. Well, I know the next show has been everything's been ironed out for it, so I know we will be back Tuesday afternoon, March 28th, 5:30 Central Time, 3:30 Pacific Time, 6:30 Eastern Time, with the author and great niece of Al Capone, Deirdre Capone. It will be really nice talking to her and hearing some firsthand experiences on Public Enemy Number One himself. So I look forward to that next Tuesday, everyone. Thanks, as always, for listening. Have a great night.